I don't know. Either way, no one's like, look at that handsome upstand. Like, actually, the other day. Okay. Have you guys ever seen, like, people on motorcycles, like, doing wheelies in public in places they probably shouldn't? But I think it's cool. I'm like, that's sick. But, like, I don't say it because, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be responsible. You got to be like, that's dangerous. But the other day, my daughter, I figured out who it was for. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, like you'll hear, like, people be like, oh, why is that person, like, playing the music so loud or doing this? Like, who's doing that wheelie or doing, like, what? Like, who's that for? Like, show off or whatever. I figured out who that's for. It's for five-year-olds, dude. My daughter saw a guy on a motorcycle do a wheelie down the road next to her and her mom in a car the other day, like, whipped by him doing a wheelie. And she was like, whoa, that was so cool. Did you see that motorcycle guy? And then it's like, that's who that's for, dude. So, like, when you see guys doing wheelies and you're like, or on anything, and you're like, who the what? Like, okay, dude, cool guy. Like, and you're like irritated about it. Remember, dude, there's a five-year-old somewhere going, fuck yeah, dude. That's a fucking wheelie. That's fucking just cool, and I can just get started because it's fucking hot. We got a couple minutes, I swear. This thing is it's fully warmed up. All right, can you hear me? I'm a sound. We got sound. We're doing things. Sick, sick. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 149 of the podcast. On today's episode, I want to talk about all the craziness going on right now in the glass scene as far as the future outlook, where it's going, what's happening, and hopefully ease some of the stresses that maybe other colleagues and artists are feeling. Not sure how many of you actually listen to this or if it's just my collectors, but today we're definitely going to talk a bit about the changes and everything that's happening. But first, I got to get a dab on this fresh 14 mil double diffuse. Never had a dab on it before. A fresh nail, because all my 14s are Chaz, but I found this fresh banger supply nail. It's an iHeart BMS one. They had it at one of our events last year. That was super nice of them to make some fun nails for people there. But yeah, excited to get this dabbing because I just got back from the gym, got my fresh coffee, trying to get motivated for a very productive day, although I have been here since 4 a.m., so it's been quite a long day already. But there's much more to do. And man, okay, it's time. Okay, I see the green light. I wonder if this is going to be too hot because I've had to reheat this nail so many times, or if it's going to be perfect. Because my temp reader's been a little off lately, I swear. It's been a little, I don't know if I gotta clean the sensor or what, but let's see. I think it was hot. Hard to tell with fresh nails, though, you know what I mean? When you take the first stab on a brand new nail, they always seem to be a little warm because gauging the temperature is a little different, but even a hot dab on a new nail doesn't taste that bad, so it's like hard to tell. It was a little warmer, but honestly it really wasn't bad. Well, I know this marble's gonna be hot though. Oh, 14-mil doubles, they are my favorite. Just so much like water movement, just like this really, like, I always compare it to like a truck with a turbo in it. Like, I've driven trucks that are like super slow and heavy, and then you have one with a turbo in it, it just fucking feels like a sports car, but it's so heavy, and I don't know, it's good shit. But wow, that was some Dolly from Green Dot. Super tasty, even though it definitely was a little warm. Oh, fresh nail. I was like, the last few days I've been smoking a pretty Chaz nail, and I have not been able to get like a full dab on it. It's like I put my dab on there and it cools down like immediately. Like, it's not holding temp. And that's like, you like sit there and think about it, you're like, why is my nail not working anymore? And it sounds dumb because it's like it shouldn't change that much, but there is a thing that happens with quartz that it definitely, when it gets Chaz and stuff, I keep fucking hitting the mic. Oh my god, dude, I'm fucking up already. But yeah, there's a thing that happens with quartz when you use it a bunch, it almost turns into a sponge. It gets more porous because as the quartz heats up and cools, all the little tiny pores throughout the quartz that we can't really see with the naked eye, those pores get bigger and bigger over time. And eventually the pores get so big that the heat retention is really poor. I think a lot of the time when people talk about quality of courts, that's what they're talking about, where they're like, oh, we have the best quality courts. Well, they probably just have courts with a lot smaller pores. So it's like a lot denser courts, which has a lot higher heat retention, even though if you put it next to another nail, to the naked eye, it probably just looks like clear fucking quartz. All looks the same. But I think as far as like the quality of a quartz, it's like more probably talking about the pore size on the glass and how it actually retains heat or how long it holds and holds up. Because if you buy a nail that already started out with like bigger pores and it's not as dense of a quartz, it'll probably degrade a little bit quicker. That's what I'm really curious about. The people who are doing quartz restoration, they get them super, super clean and looking brand new and not chazzed at all. But I'm like, what's the heat retention? Like, how were you able to somehow bring back the like density of the quartz, or do you just have a way of cleaning that gets into those pores and makes everything look super crystal again? So the point is even though they're restored quartz, do they retain heat good still, or are they kind of just like pretty looking sponges, you know, with a bunch of pores? But yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. It's worth asking a quartz person. I've talked to lots of people that do quartz, and half the time I ask certain questions, a lot of them don't have an answer for me. But who knows? Maybe someone in the comments has a little bit more info on that. We are getting ready for that Patreon event coming up in about a month. A little less than a month. I just fucking built out the whole cold working room, and on top of that cold working room is a loft, a whole living room, sitting area. And from that upper loft is where we'll be hitting the 12-foot straight tube that will be at the event. I'm going to start promoting that here soon and showing off all that stuff. It's funny, when I'm busy doing a bunch of different projects, like remodeling a whole new studio space and fulfilling orders, I don't use social media as much when I'm that busy. I often use social media more when I'm just in my art, just making glass. But if I'm doing a bunch of other projects on top of glass, I'm stretched so thin that like I barely use my phone. I'll post like once, maybe every other day, and it's just like me showing that I'm staying busy, but not so much engaging and showing my artwork. But now that I'm about done with this part of the remodel, I'm not going to do any more until after the event. I'll be able to just focus on my art and sharing that with people and connecting. Even though Instagram has changed dramatically, even in the last month, there's so many little things happening in the background that is making it very difficult for anyone, and I mean anyone, not just us pipe makers, but really anyone that's trying to run a business through Instagram. If you have some sort of way that you're making money through their app and you're not paying them some cut of that, whatever that looks like, even if you pay for Meta Verified and shit, it's not enough, I don't think. But they aren't business focused. They really aren't interested in helping small businesses grow. This is not just because you make pipes. It's not because whatever. I'm seeing it across the board from people who promote, you know, specific fitness plans and everything. Like anyone. Yes, working out is probably a lot more common to get picked up on a viral video or something because anyone can watch it in all age groups because it's fitness, it's health. And of course, smoking and using pipes is a 21 plus activity. So inherently, if you post that, you're going to have a bigger filter that's going to pull your shit out of that algorithm. That's fine. The point is the world's changing and we have to adjust with it. I have lots of fun ideas for what the future looks like as far as Bear Mountain with social medias and what we're going to do. But really what I'm focusing on right now is just making fucking glass. Like, there's so many cool projects we're working on here. I hope that by the time I finish these projects, Instagram's still viable so I can share it with everybody. If not, I'll put it everywhere. YouTube, Patreon, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere I can find, I'll put it and people will find it. But like, it's a crazy time right now in the glass scene. I'm definitely seeing a lot of colleagues and businesses posting as if it's the end of something. Like, I don't know, it's like a TV show got canceled or something. It's so weird. Seeing, and like, to me, I'm like, I don't engage with it. I don't post really about that. Yes, I'm going to talk about it on a podcast right now, but because I mean, there's always fast times and slow times in any business or any industry. You know what I mean? Like, so to me, I'm not like shocked that there might be like a dip in the glass scene or maybe like something like that. Like, whatever you call it. But like how I see it is like a lot of the same people have been propping up this scene for a long time, and a lot of those people are fully grown up now. They're older. They're moving on to different parts of their lives. And when people change and move on, and all the way down into the economy, when people have maybe their things are a little tighter, the world's changing, so people are being a little more frugal. This all translates from the top to the bottom into our experience of, like, you know, our customers buying art right now, this and that. In my experience, things are fine. People are having fun. They're still enjoying stuff. Maybe the Instagram reach is a little different now just because of the way it's all laid out, but that's fine. Like, that's changed. Like, that's what it is. Like, it's a crazy thing to think that I could even post a video of me taking dabs on the internet. You know what I mean? And to do it for so many years and use that as part of, like, growing my platform and stuff, that's sick that I got to do it. But that's not the end of the world that some of that's going to be changing. Like, it's like, whatever. Like, I'll still make podcasts like this where I'm smoking, and, like, the people that find it sick, like, I don't need to try to make smoking hash some viral clip, if that makes sense. I like making funny videos, like, and I'm going to keep doing that. Like, I have a bunch of cool shit planned here very soon once with the event coming up, and there's just content I'm going to make, which I'm excited about. But at the end of the day, I'm like, change is change. But yeah, it's weird seeing, like, North Star posting some stuff. North Star is not closing, too. A lot of people are like, oh, they're closing. I'm like, North Star is not closing. Here's what I think is going on. I think that the owners of North Star have other things they're working on. They're creative people that have lots of ideas, and they're not stopping glass. But for a small time, they may shift their focus into maybe a CBD company or something. And that might be what they might be doing something like that. Maybe, how do we know? Maybe they built up a huge stockpile of glass and they're like, all right, for the summer, we're going to use our facility to host events to promote our CBD company. And we'll make sure that we have a big stock of glass. So as our orders are coming in, we're able to fulfill them and take care of distributors and stuff like that. And then maybe they made a post that just said, like, hey, like, we're going to shut down the furnaces for a while with the economy and everything going on. We've already sent letters to all of our distributors letting them know that to order now. So maybe that was the thing to go, hey, let's just sell a bunch of glass and take a break for the summer, not work in a hot shop, and we'll use our big commercial space to promote events for a CBD brand or something. I'm not saying that's what they're doing. I have no idea. I know nothing. I don't know what the people do. I'm just saying, there's probably other things going on that we don't know, and it's not the end of the world. North Star is not going anywhere. They've been around for 35 years. They're an amazing company. Their color is wonderful. I've talked to lots of people there, and I've probably met some of the people that worked there many years ago at DFO and stuff, and just nothing but good things to say about North Star. So they're not going anywhere. They took on Trotman. Like, they have so much cool color in their library. It's not going anywhere just because they're maybe not going to produce until 2025. Well, you know what? Shot did the same thing. Now, this is some inside fish tank shit. So the company Shot, that's like, it's the clear tubing a lot of people use. It's like, us glassblowers use a lot of clear glass, like tons, for our handles, for everything. It's just, it's like an essential, like, part of, like, everything that we're using. But yeah, so that company, like, made a post this year saying they're turning off their furnaces until 2025 and they're not going to be producing any more clear cases of anything. And the glass thing was like, oh fuck, how are we going to get clear to, like, make anything? Like, we're fucked. Like, and then I saw, like, someone make a post saying they do this every 7 years. They make sure they make enough glass to sustain till the following year when they turn the furnaces back on. They have to do this to do maintenance on their furnaces. They have to replace the parts of the furnaces. They need to clean them up and freshen them up. And this is actually a real thing too, because I know that when they do this, they put out the most fire tubing for 2 years after the furnaces are new. And then for for the next 5 years, you can get a little bit more inclusions, which are like little stones from the degrading blocks and stuff like that into your clear. Sometimes we get clear with garbage, like little chunks of rocks in it and stuff, like inside of it from just, you know, as the furnaces get old or whatever, like pieces break off and go into the shit. I don't know. Either way. So I think companies do this. Like, sometimes they make an announcement, hey, we're not going to manufacture or produce anything for about a year. And it creates demand. It gives them a time to recoup and maintenance maybe their facility and get it set up for their next big plans. they're not a crazy person like me, and I do it all at once. I come in here at 4 a.m. and sheetrock and stuff, and then by 8 I'm blowing glass, and then at night I'm doing more construction, then I sleep for like an hour and then back at it. Yeah, not everyone does like that. Some people like plan it out so they can sleep and be healthy and enjoy the process. I like chaos. I function much better in chaos for sure. So it's how I do it. But yeah. And then also seeing like there's lots of like tool makers and people like our industry is so fragile and niche that if like, you know, there's one guy that makes this tool that everyone uses and here's this one company that makes this one color that everyone uses. And, you know, if anything happens to that one guy or that one company, then it fucking is a big wave or ripple in the manufacturing and artist end of this industry. Like, it's fragile. This is a moment. Even like the torches, everything we use, our lathes, I use equipment from the 1980s. I use antiques to make some of this stuff because the equipment is so rare. I mean, everything about glass, from the knowledge, the tools, the medium, the actual trying to get the material itself, everything is rare. Everything is rare, except for the oxygen we are using. But, you know, on a cosmic scale, maybe compressed liquid oxygen is pretty rare. I don't know. Maybe it's super abundant. Either way, what we're doing is a really special moment in time. Glassblowing has been around for thousands of years. Thousands of years. I mean, the Phoenicians, like, they were a mystic sea people that were glassmakers. I mean, there's so many cool, like, mythologies and stories around glass before almost any medium. And I'm like, why was something that's like fire and molten so dangerous and complex? Why was that so common thousands of years ago? But that's a whole nother conversation. But either way, my point is glass isn't going anywhere. But individual parts of, you know, the story of glass or moments in glass change because things do change moment to moment. I mean, it's what it is. So we're in a time of change right now. It's a cleansing period. I remember fucking seven years ago, maybe, everybody and their brother, except for me, because I just wasn't there yet, or I didn't have that type of hype. But everybody and their brother was selling a mini tube for $1,000, just one basic color with two holes popped in the perc. Basic ass little mini tubes, $1,000, starting $1,000. And then I like would see like tubes for like $10,000, and I like everyone you would meet would go, "Dude, I'm starting a glass gallery. Hey, my friend's got a glass. We're going to start a glass gallery." Everyone you met was starting a glass gallery. And when I saw that and the mini tube prices, I like told my wife, I was like, this is not sustainable. This is going to crash. Like, and that's where we are right now. We're in this cleansing period after a market has been oversaturated or, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's a transition period. It's a cleansing period. It's a great filter, whatever. But that didn't make it any easier. It's just crazy to see, like, I don't know, so many colleagues and stuff just posting so much crazy shit about the changes and how upset they are and stuff. And I'm like, I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing. It's always been hard. Like, this has never been like, damn, that's easy. Like, and here's the funny thing is, like, I had friends and colleagues coming up in this that literally, like, they would sell some glass and then they would take, like, a couple weeks off, just go, like, fishing or take a vacation. And they would do that all the time. They would maybe follow a band they love or something. And I was like, I'm just going to work 7 days a week, as many hours until, like, I'm going to work till, like, for 10 years, I worked till tomorrow. And what that means is every morning I woke up, I was like, I'm going to work till tomorrow. I'm going to work till, I'll make sure I work past midnight every day, 7 days a week. Did it for a decade. And then now I'm on this new shit where I wake up at 3:30 in the morning, get here by 4 a.m. and work till like 7:30 or 8. And it's not for everyone. Like, so to me, my point is this shit's never been easy. It's never been easy. It's always been hard as fuck. Well, I'm hearing things. You're good, dude. But yeah, sorry everybody. I heard my wife yelling, and then one of my homies just popped through the door. No one knows. You know, I'm just in here podding. I'm here podding with you guys. Man, I wonder what's going on out there. that pitch, that sound in my wife's voice, it made my primal senses go, what was that? Are we good? You know what I mean? Like, I do this a lot too. I get like things on Instagram that like, this means you're autistic. And I'm like, stop it, dude. T-Rex arms or whatever, or neurodivergent. I'm like, I'm not, dude. This feels right sometimes when I'm nervous. I'm like, dude, I don't know what that is, but it's what I do. And I don't even mean to. I'll be standing in the kitchen just like this. Don't know what that is. But it's funny that other people experience that, and now they're correlating it with some sort of neurodivergent, whatever that means. I don't know what anything means. I'll tell you what right now, though. I'm fucking distracted by all these people. I need to take a sip of my coffee, maybe take another dab, and get lost again, dude. Man, I've been building out this new space. It's looking nice. I'm very excited to share it with everyone at the Patreon event. It's going to be sick. But yeah, lots of changes in the industry. Yes, some companies are disappearing. Some companies are taking breaks. Your favorite artists might be selling off their equipment and selling real estate now for some reason. Who knows? I don't. That wasn't really directed at anyone specific. It's just a natural path a lot of people go on because, you know, whatever that is. Either way, I'm not going anywhere. This is it. I'm a high school dropout, and I'm fully invested. I can't leave. I don't want to leave. This is where I want to be. Actually, I got a grill here at the studio now. I don't want to leave at all. I got steaks in the fridge. We got lattes ready. We are here happily. I was going to say we're stuck here, but I'm not stuck here. I want to be here. You don't wake up at 4 in the morning or 3:30 in the morning and go to work all the time if you hate it. Because eventually you have a heart attack. But if you love it, there's enough willpower to push all those little chunks of platelets that may clog your arteries right through. It just pushes them right through and you just can keep going. I've actually been losing a lot of weight. I've lost like 19 pounds in the last few weeks. Pretty crazy. Physical labor. You know, even though I work out 3 days a week, the extra physical labor of building this room, and also I just have been eating steak there every meal and just seeing what that does, because I don't know. It's what my trainer, she's like, you need to just do this now. We've tried all these different things. Nothing works. And this is working for sure. But, and I don't feel weak though. I'm like, am I just slowly dying or dying quicker? No, I don't think so, because I feel powerful. I feel like a predator, dude. Like a fucking T-Rex, dude. See what I'm saying? T-Rex arms, dude. I'm predator, dude. T-Rexes were probably giant chickens. More than likely covered in feathers. And those little arms were like a midway, like almost like evolutionary thing where those were probably wings, but like not flight. They're like flightless wings. Big enough to fuck some shit up. But I don't know. Dinosaurs are so interesting. It's not what we're talking about right now. Damn it, dude. I started thinking about dinosaurs. I'm definitely fucking might be a little autistic, dude. I don't know. Pretty crazy. Oh, man. Me and Cormac, I think, I don't know if you guys are into comedy podcasts, but I think I'm flying me and Cormac out to Baltimore to do some activities with some podcasters and film some podcast stuff with some big Philly podcasts that we love so, so much. I don't want to jinx it. It's happening, but I'm going to wait till we're closer to it to share the names and what we're doing, because I think people are going to be like, what the fuck? Like, I think when they see me on certain podcasts, they might be like, how did he get there? Why is he there? I'm like, dude, weird things happen, bro. There's so much weird stuff happening. Good stuff, though. Well, dude, I'm way too out distracted. I saw a garbage truck. Dude, I got to take another dab. Holy fuck. Okay, let's hit the ratchet bub, because these are super fucking dialed right now. And there's probably only going to be a few more of these dropped this year at shops. And then our wholesale, we're switching up some of the designs and changing things, because we're going to keep everything like limited. We're about to go into our like basically summer fall glass or whatever. And then, yeah, and the ratchets aren't going to be on there, because I think we only planned on doing 25 of these this year. And the last group's going out. We had some drop in Argentina. We had like, we're doing a lot of international drops. I post them on my story, but like, I gotta find a good format with these other shops to post on my main feed, so people can see that, because it's really cool to see like the glass in different countries and like, you know, selling out like like clear pieces at shops and other places. Like, it's just, I don't know. There's so many countries that are like, weed is becoming like chilling now that like, the glass blowers. I see people like talking about the glass scene. I'm like, guys, it's changing. But let me tell you, it's bigger than ever. We just have to learn how to navigate this new ocean. That is it. It's like not, it's okay that you can't do what you did 4 years ago to make money and pursue your art. It's okay that you can't do the same thing. It sucks having to, it doesn't to me, but some people's, it sucks having to like switch it up and try different stuff. Coming from a guy that's been making the same recycle for 11 years. But let me tell you, I've made a lot of stuff in between, you know, like, but I have kept it pretty consistent making the same shit. But either way, you can do different things other places. Well, that's fun. Someone does that, right? Someone makes bongs that do that, I think. They have like a marble in there that rolls around. I can't think of the artist right now, but someone does that. Oh, man. Yeah, we're working on some new fucking... a new Puffco design today as well. I got Avant-Garde Glass here in the shop working with me on prototyping some stuff for a Puffco peak top. Just a lot of cool shit going on. Here's one thing that's going to happen in the future of glass too. You're going to see glassblowers coming together and working together on projects to bring people the best functionals they can, because maybe 4 years ago, everyone could have like their artist's name and just focus on their pile. But I think what the future looks like is the best of the best coming together to make the best thing possible for the people that want to support them. Like bringing like the sickest, most functional, like one guy didn't build the Porsche. One guy didn't build the Lamborghini. It might've started as one person's idea with capital and designing it. But like, these are like groups of the most intelligent, creative people working together to develop the best of the best for their people who want to support them. I think that that's what the future of glass will look like. I think there'll always be the outliers that are like the lone wolves that have like their solo things they do, this and that. But I think on a bigger scale, like the new mountains we have to climb, like the new things that we have to overcome are going to require us being together, which is weird because we're a bunch of weirdos, us glassblowers. Some of the weirdest people. Sweet people, but we're all very strange. You know, you stare at fire too long, smoke enough hash, you got something going. You get weird. You just get weird. It's not even a bad thing. It's just what it is. Oh, man, these fucking nails are... They don't even fit in there, dude. Those are beefy. Oh, damn, that's dangerous. I don't even know how to clean that. Damn, we're going on a 10 milli, I think. Or should I just fucking chaz this nail out the gate? What's the problem? What should I do? Oh my god. I'm trying to solve this right now, guys, but I'm scared. This is going to get stuck in here. Oh. Okay, we're good. We're in the alcohol. It's like barely. You got to keep it the perfect angle or else it'll get stuck. All right, that's enough for me. I'll just cook it off. I don't care. Whatever. Yeah, but I'm excited for the future of glass. I'm excited to keep pursuing the ideas we have here. We're going to start doing like all sorts of classes and stuff too. Like, I want to have a place that's like a destination, a place like, you know, can give other people ideas, because it's what it's going to take. Don't mind me, been here since fucking 4. But yeah, it's going to take encouraging the next generation too. That's what I feel a lot of people don't realize. Like, people my age that have been in it as long as me, I've been in it for over 11 years, is that, like, all the people that were, like, the young up-and-coming and, like, the ones that, like, were at the parties in 2012, 13, and 14 that would see, like, Joe Peters or Banjo, and they'd be, like, seeing fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, dude. It'd be, like, seeing a fucking rock star. Like, those people are now grown up. They're me. We're 34. We have children. We have a lot of things going on. And I think that like right now we're in this in between. There maybe isn't as big of a next generation coming up that's getting into this that like has that same like outlook on the industry or like view of it. I don't know. I just like looked around one day and I was 34 and I was like, oh wait, what the fuck happened, dude? So crazy. What the fuck happened? How did it so happen so fast yet so slow? It's weird. I've been doing the same thing for so long that, like, time is so weird. Like, I've been with my wife since I was 15 years old. I've been blowing glass 7 days a week, every fucking day, all night for over 11 years. Like, no breaks. I've had the same diabetic cat for fucking 12 years, dude. I'm terrified for when my cat dies. I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like we may be tethered in some way, like, on a, like, quantum scale. I'm worried that whatever happens to him may happen to me. That's why I'm trying to lose weight and get strong, because he's old. I think I could keep him. He's comfortable, happy, but he's an old boy, and you never know. So I'm like, damn, dude, what happens when he dies? Do I die if he dies? Dude, what happens? I don't know. Either way, I'm trying to think about it too much. See, that's one of the things. Too much hash, staring at fire too long, you get weird, dude. Start thinking about things like that. So don't do it. Don't recommend it. But at the same time, I should recommend it so that we can bring up the next generation of weirdos staring at fire, so that we can pass the torch to them when the time is right, and they can help continue the legacy of the American pipe maker. But either way, whatever happens, happens, man. I don't even know, dude. I'm just going to just keep doing what I'm doing. One day, if I'm lucky, I'm going to be an old man doing the same shit, just blowing glass and talking too much. And if that's where I make it, then I fucking did it, dude. Like, what I found more and more recently is if you're not happy without it, you're not going to be happy with it. And what that means is if you're not happy without that car, if you're not happy without that house, you're not going to be happy with it. You almost have to find a way to be okay with things. And then when those awesome things like your dream car happens, or your home happens, or you have your first child, whatever your thing is that's your dream, when it happens, then you get to fucking really appreciate it, because you were happy. If you found a way to be at peace before it, like, once you have it, it's even better. But yeah, if you're not happy without it, you're not going to be happy with it. You know, that's just what it is. At least in my world, I find that if I'm setting a goal and I'm like, just if I work hard enough and I get this next tool, or I get this next toy, or I pay for this thing, then I'll feel better. And you never feel better. You never do. There's always another thing. There's always some other bullshit. Even if you're like, oh man, we're about to pay off this car loan, and then we won't have to pay that $400, $500, or $600 a month. Yeah. As soon as that's paid off, some bullshit's going to happen. Let me tell you, you're going to find a way to spend that $400, $500, $100 a month. You don't get it back. It's gone. It's already happened. Like, it's expectations and setting goals to achieve your happiness is a very slippery slope. Now, if you live a life or a timeline where you're just constantly winning, and every time like you win, you feel good, and you do that to the day you die, then what I just said doesn't apply to you. Fucking keep winning, dude. But if you're like a regular person where life seems to ebb and flow, and it's waves of ups and downs and peaks and valleys, then this will apply much more to you. It's very difficult. Because I know sometimes, like, looking at that thing you really want online is the thing that gets you through those shitty nights at that job. But the idea of that is what's is helping you. The thing will not be it. It's so weird. Like, the idea. It's, like, almost like sometimes, like, there was one time I saved up, money for, like, I had enough money for, like, my dream car. And, like, I was scared. I didn't want to get it. Because I was like, then I'm not going to, like, have that thing anymore that I look at and go. And then code enforcement showed up, and then I had to spend all that money on building out this new studio. So it worked out. And I was like, okay, so now I didn't have to get the dream car. I get to keep that, and I get to keep wanting that someday. And what I find now is I've been working so hard lately. Now here's the key. You can work so hard and push yourself so hard that you no longer want anything. You don't want the dream car. You actually want less. You want nothing. It's beautiful. It's incredible. And I think that's what some of the old dudes would mean back in the day, when they'd be like, just work hard. And you're like, what the fuck's that mean? Like, just work hard. And it's like, yeah, well, that's a really simple way of saying, like, just work hard. It will solve it in one way or another, whether you learn discipline, whether you generate capital so that you can pay for all the bullshit that's happened to you, whatever that looks like, working hard, but you find it in there. Like, that's where you find it, is working hard. It doesn't mean... Working hard doesn't mean like picking up heavy things or like staying late. It could be any of those things. It's like, it's not one thing. It's just almost like a mental concept of when you're tired, you're still gonna get up and go to work. Like, you're not gonna sleep through that shit. Like, when you're fucking like me, I have this horrible thing going on my foot. I can barely walk in the morning. When I'm hobbling out of the bedroom at fucking 3:30 in the morning, like, I'm like proud of myself. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, you're in pain. You totally could lay down right now. You totally could lay down. Just go to sleep. Go to work at 7. Fuck it. No. I'm getting up and I'm going to fucking hobble out to the kitchen. I do not want my wife to see me. Now, to be clear, I don't want my wife to see me suffering. Let me suffer in private and in silence. Like, I don't want her seeing me, like, but it's not because I don't want to look. It's not a masculine thing. I'm not like, oh, I don't want my wife to see me looking weak. It's actually because I don't want her to pick on me. I don't want her to go like, oh, stop being a baby, or like, oh, you're not, it doesn't hurt that bad. Why are you being dramatic? Like, I just want to be able to suffer. Is whatever that looks like to me, I don't want her to see it. So I don't want her to critique my suffering. Like, that's the main thing. Like, and I'm like, no. Like, I need to, like, be able to privately fucking limp down the hallway to the kitchen at 4 in the morning to make my coffee in peace. And that's part of it, too. I got to wake up early before anyone can see me suffering. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. Fuck this leg. I literally fucking yell at my... Not yell. What's a good word? It's because I'm not yelling. It's I have to be quiet, because if I yell and people will hear me. I'm basically insulting my foot for the first hour of the day, like calling it like a piece of shit. And I'm like, fucking foot, this goddamn fucking foot, dude. It's like a dead foot. Like, I hate it. Plantar fasciitis, sports injury, not an athlete, but got an athletic injury. That's what happens when someone overweight goes to the trampoline park. You tear fascia in the bottom of your foot. And then because I stand so much at work and I never take a day off, my foot never had time to heal. So the fascia got thicker and thicker like a scar. Now my foot in the morning is hard as a rock. And when I step on it, it's an incredible pain because the fascia starts tearing and stretching in my foot until finally it tears for the day. And then it's just warm, throbbing pain until the next morning when it's hard as a rock again. And we all do it all over. But that's not a big deal because of hash. That's the key. Wife goes, why do you smoke so much hash? I'm like, let me tell you. You know that thing you think I'm exaggerating about? Boy, does it take a lot of this. Hash. Whoa, dude. Let's get into the hash, too, by the way. I haven't even done that yet. But yeah, what were we even talking about? The glass scene or something? Dude, I have fucking no idea. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. What's happening, dude? The world... But I think the glass scene will be fine. It just might look different to a lot of these people that have been in it for many years. The black market's not the same as it used to be. When glassblowers were the rock stars, like selling 100K plus pieces, the black market was crushing. There was a guy that just sold like fucking 100 acres of fucking plants and, you know, had a couple million bucks to spend. He had nothing to do. Like, that's what it was. With the black market, like, everyone's like, oh, it's because legalized weed. I'm like, well, if legal weed got rid of the black market, then yes, it is because of legal weed. But the heady scene of those really expensive pipes, that was black market shit. That was people, like, literally, like, washing money. That was, like, people, like, being like, oh, I got, like, 100K that I can't get on an airplane with. Let me buy this banjo piece. And then when I get back out east, I'll sell the banjo piece at my buddy's gallery and I'll get my money back out of it. Like, because you can't, like, it's like, I'm not saying anyone ever did something like that, because you shouldn't, and I don't think it's right. I think you should make sure you pay your taxes, and you should respect all government agencies, and do what you're told, right? So, but either way, if someone were to do that, that was definitely part of it. I think that was a huge factor. My guys that are working right now, they want to take dabs so bad. I took all the dab stuff into the fucking break room, and I just see them keep walking by, looking in here, just seeing me warming up the nail, dude. And I'm like, you guys don't even know how sick this is. I'm taking dabs. What are you guys doing? No, it's cool, though. Ratchet Bub. We smoke these a lot here because we fucking fuck them up a lot. So we have lots of second quality ones that we can't sell. Oh my God, we fuck up so much glass, dude. Glass is hard. It's definitely a great fucking, it's got a big filter on it too, where it's like, even if like you get good at and have the tools, like, you could have some bad luck for a while, and then all of a sudden, like, you're not making money from it. You're basically just spending money, and it's just, it's like anything, though, right? But I've never, when I was doing construction, I never built, like, a room, or I never painted a room, or built a deck, or installed a floor where, like, it exploded right before I was done with it, and then I didn't get paid. Like, that's happened with glass at least, like, a couple times a week. It's pretty cool. It's humbling. So that's my point. It's like, it can happen to anything, but like glass does it so much more. It's such a crazy art form. Like, if you're a painter, you can like touch the painting. If you're a sculptor, you can touch the sculpture. You can't touch the glass. It's fucking, when it's workable, it's over 1,000 degrees. It's like, really, actually, when it's actually moving, it's over 1,500 degrees. So it's fucking hot. Like, it's like, you can't touch it, but you got to be able to like manipulate it. And some colors you can't touch with fire. So figure that one out. How do you get it hot then? I'll stand up. Standing. Whoa. Shit. Oh. Oh yeah, that doesn't fit. That's right. Fuck off. Whatever. Oh my god, that was awesome. Really good flavor too. Wow. Yeah, but for us though, we have like after this event, we're gonna be like focusing on like helping like promote these like bigger drops at like stores around the world, but definitely a bunch of stuff in the States as well. And then when that's really rolling, then I'm gonna keep doing my monthly Sunday sales of just like my full color work and stuff, because we're just dropping like clear and stuff right now at stores. And then just, you know, trying to just keep getting better at glass blowing. That's our goal every day, just practice, get better and better and better. And just always be looking for like the next thing we can try to chase. Like, what's the next cool thing? Like, I just, can we innovate the next thing? You know what I mean? So there's just, you know, it's good to remember like why you started doing anything. And for me, why I started blowing glass was many factors, from the camaraderie to the art form. I love the idea that I could smoke something like after I made, like building a functional pipe, dude. Like when I first started doing this, like, I just was like, I couldn't sleep. I was thinking about pipes. I was like on my ceiling. I was like, when I'd sleep at night, I'd like look at the ceiling, and dude, I saw a fucking TV show years ago, a chess show that, and I can't remember what it was called, Queen's Gambit on Netflix. And she was playing chess on the ceiling at bedtime. And I was like, that's what I used to do, but with fucking pipes. I would like think about parts and like sticking them together, and I wouldn't be able to sleep. And I was just so obsessed. And like, I have to remind myself of that shit, because that's like sometimes when you're really tired, you're overworked, you're feeling overwhelmed, and sometimes your art will feel like a job some days, and other days it doesn't. And that's when you need that moment to remember, like, what, well, how did I get here? Like, what would the me 10 years ago look at? Like the Evan from 10 years ago, this is crazy what we got going on here. Like, this is crazy. Like, this level, and this is for me, current Evan, this is like such a small part of what I'm trying to do, and like my goals are so much bigger. And sometimes I get scared that my goals are bigger than the industry is capable of facilitating, but I don't know, man. I just really like smoking hash. Does that make sense? That's what it is. It's awesome. And for my friends that like quit because they get anxiety, it's like, dude, the anxiety lasts for like a couple weeks, bro. Just deal with it. Get over it. Grow up. You'll figure it out. Just keep smoking hash. No, it's fun for me. But so functional. Oh my god, it works so much better than ibuprofen for me and stuff. I've been a medical marijuana patient for fucking 10 years now. It's fucking crazy. They had my name in the system doing legal weed for 10 years. semi-legal weed. So if they ever like fucked with me about it, I'd be like, I bought the weed you told me to buy. I bought the weed that you regulated to smoke. Gosh, I love flared feet. I'm just sorry. I'm like all over the place. My neighbor's got a really loud, fast car. Sounds pretty cool though. I want that. I want a loud, grumpy car. It'd be fun. By the time I get it, I'm going to be a weird old dude with it instead of the douchey young guy. But weird old dude might be cooler than douchey young guy. I don't know. Either way, no one's like, look at that handsome upstand. Like, actually, the other day. Okay. Have you guys ever seen, like, people on motorcycles, like, doing wheelies in public in places they probably shouldn't? But I think it's cool. I'm like, that's sick. But, like, I don't say it because, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be responsible. You got to be like, that's dangerous. But the other day, my daughter, I figured out who it was for. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, like you'll hear, like, people be like, oh, why is that person, like, playing the music so loud or doing this? Like, who's doing that wheelie or doing, like, what? Like, who's that for? Like, show off or whatever. I figured out who that's for. It's for five-year-olds, dude. My daughter saw a guy on a motorcycle do a wheelie down the road next to her and her mom in a car the other day, like, whip by him doing a wheelie. And she was like, whoa, that was so cool. Did you see that motorcycle guy? And then it's like, that's who that's for, dude. So, like, when you see guys doing wheelies and you're like, or on anything, and you're like, who the what? Like, okay, dude, cool guy. Like, and you're like irritated about it. Remember, dude, there's a 5-year old somewhere going, fuck yeah, dude. That's a fucking wheelie. Like, that's sick, dude. Like, you know, just because you see it doesn't mean it's for you, man. Like, that's what it is. Like, when you, that's, because I've been, you know, we all get in those head spaces where we're a little grump and we're like, hey, you shouldn't do that. But then you realize it's not for you, you know? Of course, most of the people that say that, I think inherently they're just trying to mitigate someone getting hurt, even the rider or someone else. Because a lot of people get hurt on motorcycles, that's no doubt. It's super dangerous. But, again, don't forget that five-year-old that's like, don't. That wheelie inspired my daughter. She gets up and she's like, damn, motorcycles are cool. Like, realistically, there's a good chance she's a biker when she gets older. I'm not sure. And that would honestly be how the universe would hand it to me. Because I was never super fond. I grew up around bikers. I grew up in Syracuse, New York, and there was just like huge biker meetups and stuff, and dinosaur barbecue and all these things. And yeah. And all my parents' friends were bikers. We go to their houses. It was a thing. It was a culture. And so for me, I was never really into it because it was kind of something you're around. You know what I mean? But yeah, like, my daughter's not around biker culture at all. So when she sees a dude doing a wheelie or a cool guy on a motorcycle to her, cool guy to her, damn, she might be into like fucking Harleys or something when she's older. I don't know. Either way, I support it. But yeah, glass scene, right? Or like something like that. We're talking about Harleys with a glass scene. So yeah, I think glass scene's gonna be fine, dude. I don't even know what the Glass Vegas announced that they're not going to be doing a trade show in 2025. Now, that to me says Glass Vegas won't come back and build a show until they see value in us again. You know, it's strange times. You know, I haven't done a trade show since 2018, though. Like, we don't really do trade shows. We just crush here at the shop. We have our website and we promote stuff on Instagram, do drops in stores, drops on website. But who I feel for is if someone has a new brand of glass, or maybe someone who just started blowing glass, they need an outlet to sell their glass. Where the fuck do those people go? Because Instagram is, it's done for pipe makers. That shit's gonna, it's so hard to get our work out there. Even if you do all the little tricks, it's so hard. And it's just what it is. And then, so if like social media isn't prone to show your work, and you can't go to a trade show to see stores to book orders, like, what does that look like? Are we back to like filling our gun cases again and driving from store to store around the country doing a tour and being like, this is what I got available? Well, because then I don't think the shops will buy like that. Shops are, it's all so weird now. You know what I mean? Everything's so, like, it's weird, but I feel like a lot of people are more comfortable buying from like like oranges from Walmart instead of buying oranges from the fruit vendor on the side of the road, even though that dude on the side of the road has the most fire fucking oranges. At least that's been my experience in Florida. Like the fruit stands along like the roads are so much better quality fruit than like in the grocery stores around like the cities and around the same area. I don't know. My point is, it's like, are these stores and buyers only going to be interested in buying if it's coming from a bigger entity within the scene, or are they going to be comfortable still buying from that smaller? Because a lot of these stores too, like, well, like, how do you promote your work? Do you even have like a following? Like, you can't, like, if you can't promote your work on Instagram, then like, do people even know what this is? And it's like, as the artist, you gotta be like, well, no, that's why I want to sell it to you, so I have a platform for people to see my art and then buy it. That's how this works. Like, I don't know. It's also weird how like complicated it seems to be getting, but I think if you overthink anything, it can be complicated, and try not to do that. I think best thing to do is just focus on your artwork and share it, even if you don't think anyone's going to see it, and try to have fun. You know, I think that one thing I've been slacking on is I've been working so much that I look so fucking beat and whooped, and I sound extra monotone in all my videos in the last few months. But it's just because, like, dude, I'm so obsessed with what I'm like working on, like all these projects and like the studio and all my ideas, that it's like I might be reaching like that perfect place, which is like I'm so disconnected and I'm in my work and enjoying my experience there and my family that I'm not sharing appropriately on the internet. But like, I'm the type of person that when I go to dinner or I go on vacation, I don't really take pictures. That I don't like, I'm not really sharing all these different things. I'm just in it. I usually just leave my phone places, like the back of the room, and I'm like, let's just chill. Like, I don't even want to know what's going on. Like, you know, that could be partially I'm taking mushrooms too, but on vacation. But either way, yeah, I think because things have been good, maybe I've been a little less active too on the social media. Like, I'm not like mad at anything. I'm not like, oh, like reach is bad, so I don't want to post. I'm not like, oh, the glass scene is whatever. Like, I'm just over here blowing glass and having fun. A little sleepy every day, which is fun, but I feel good. I feel healthy, eating good, losing weight. Things are sick. So hopefully, even though oftentimes I'm a bit monotone and my eyes are a bit low, my supporters and people who buy my artwork know that this shit rules. And I can't wait to show you guys some of the podcasts that I'm going to go do with people and things I have coming up. And there's just a lot of changes happening. I'm now at the point where like I'm over Instagram and I'm like, what do I enjoy in the world? And I go, okay, I like this one podcast. I'm going to pay for advertisements on there for Bear Mountain Studios pipes. Sick. That's a write-off. Oh, I like this platform. All right, we're going to do a event with them, and we're going to like, I'm just going to be places. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm working on different stuff. Oh, man, I've hit this mic on my head about 6,000 times. It's okay though. This is fun though. Episode 149. I'm gonna go make some breakfast and fucking blow some glass all day, and then be Bob the Builder at night while the kiln cools, and just keep building this new space. I hope you guys have an awesome day. We have a Sunday sale coming up next Sunday. I don't know what that date is, but I know that the Sunday this comes out, it's the following Sunday. And yeah. But I hope you guys have a great day. Check out bmsglass.com. Sign up for that newsletter. And we'll see y'all soon. Episode 149. Thank you. Oh, man.